We last talked in November. I know a lot has happened since then. Tell me about how your seasons, how the season's gone for you. I know you've got some pretty solid numbers for a first-year pro. Well, you talked about the, you mentioned how different it is. I mean, what is the difference? I mean, obviously, you guys, as you go up a level, you players get bigger, stronger, and faster. But tell me about those differences.
Yeah, like you said, the bigger, stronger, faster, obviously getting older, and that just happens. But everyone in this league is so good, so you gotta be much more of aware of what's going on the ice. And because if you drop off a puck or make a bad play, it could be a result in a goal again. So everyone's just so much smarter up here.
After your team's roster settled down when the lockout was settled, you eventually moved on to a line with Tyler Toffoli and Lyndon Vey. And from what I've been reading and hearing, you guys really lit the league on fire. Tell me about that.
Tyler and I knew each other playing against for the past couple of years, so we kind of knew how each other played, and we played in the OHL Super Series together last year, so that kind of helped out. And playing with Vasey is just—he's a real easy player to play with. He's a great—he sees the ice so well, and makes such good plays. So you pretty much just got to go to the net, and he'll put the puck on your stick.
Well, with Vey being in only his second year in the AHL, and with you and Tyler being, rookies, although I know Tyler's up with the Kings now, I doubt anyone expected you guys to do what you did. What made that line so productive?
I think we just played it shift by shift, and then just went hard every shift. And with the talent that was on that line, it was if you played your game, you ended up to do something on the ice. So it wasn't really all about that, though. We're just trying to get wins.
Well, like I said, Tyler's up with the Kings now, and so your line's been broken up. Are you still playing with Vey? Who's on the right side now, if you are?
The past couple of games, it's been me, Vey, and Andrew up on the left. I've been playing on the right.
So, I mean, how are you adjusting to playing on your off wing?
I actually played 3/4 of last year on my right side, so it's not really
Okay.
anything new, and I don't mind it at all.
Well, going back to Lyndon Vey, what's he doing so well that has him among the leaders in the league in scoring?
He's doing everything, he's so defensively sound, and when he's such a threat in the offensive zone, he's not really a shooter per se, but he can always shoot the puck, and he loves to pass, and he makes everybody come to him to open up other people, and he can deceive that so well, and then make a pass. So it's working out for him. He just has to stick to it.
Well, as I'm sure everybody, notices, he's not the biggest guy out there. How does he manage against all those big defensemen trying to shut him down?
I think he just uses his smarts. He goes to the open ice, and he, like I said before, he makes real smart plays, and he knows where to go to get the puck, and then he knows how to get the puck in a certain spot. So he's a great player.
I'm sure since the season began, and you've been doing a lot of learning because that's what playing in the A is all about. Is there anything in particular that stands out to you as stuff something you've picked up on that's going to help your game down the road?
I think just the whole defensive part of the game, playing in the OHL the past couple of years, and especially last year, you weren't really counted on too much on the defense. You're more counted to do stuff in the offensive zone, whereas here, like I said before, that everyone's so much better that you have to be an all-around player to play. And I've been trying to do my best on that part, and I think it's going well so far.
Well, tell me, since we're on that, tell me about, has there been any moment where, at any point this season where you thought, hey, I really need to learn how to do that, or I need to learn do something a lot better? Has there been any moments like that for you?
Not necessarily. I mean, maybe it's just in every single shift other than, you know, zoning over or losing focus for that instant. So there's not really anything that happened like, oh, I got to work on that.
Well, what are the coaches and the Kings development staff telling you about what they'd like you to focus on, if anything?
You know, there's not much communication. It's just you come to the rink and you know, they make a game plan for you to play. It's not really a lot of individual stuff at all. It's more all team-based.
Well, how is the adjustment from the lifestyle you led while you were still in juniors to now being on your own, you know, cooking for yourself? When we last talked, you said that was the biggest change for you. How's that coming along?
It's coming along pretty well. It's, you know, I just got to get used to it, and then it kind of comes as second nature. So it's not that bad at all.
Are you still rooming with Androff?
Yeah, we're still young.
Well, you know, like I said, last time I spoke, you know, you said you were the better cook with a wider variety of dishes that you can prepare, and he seemed to be a bit of a rut. How's that going along?
What do you mean?
Well, you were telling me you had several dishes, you know, especially on the healthy side that you were able to cook. And when I spoke to him, he said he liked to cook steak and peppers, green peppers, a lot, and it didn't sound like he had much else in his repertoire. Has that situation changed at all?
Yeah, I think as the year comes along and you're quick on yourself and you're trying different things, you obviously learn how to make things better. But, you know, it's kind of still the same food over and over here.
Okay.